Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Good evening, Fastlane Sports Nation. I am glad to be back. We have had a ton of racing that has gone on the last 2 weeks since we have been off the air. But you know what? We are back. Christina is back. And we will both be here to bring you all up to date and up to speed on everything racing from dirt to asphalt. We've got it all coming up this weekend on tonight's show. Also tonight, we've got Scott Heim of 357 Woodworks. He will be here to, he's got some awesome news about the shop. We'll talk to him. We've got the World of Outlaws Sprints and Late Models running this weekend. Pennsylvania Speed Weeks is about to wrap up. We've got local action this weekend, the penalty box, and so much more. So grab an ice cold drink, make some popcorn, sit back, relax, and let us get you informed and up to speed. All this tonight, live on the Flicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fastlane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
This is the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. I'm your host, Pete. Thank God it's Friday! It's finally Friday. Thank God it's the end of the week, and we are back. We took last week off. We were on a family vacation, so we were not in town able to do a show on Friday, but we are back tonight, and it is good to be back. We have a lot of racing to get caught up on. We've got Pennsylvania Speed Week's been running all week. We've got a lot of World of Outlaw action that has happened since the last time we've been here. Some big news in the World of Outlaws. We'll get to that as well. But before we do all that and before we bring Scott Heim on, we want to say thank you to some of the other sponsors of the show who helped make this possible. We got Margazzano Designs. Be sure to give them a like on Facebook if you're scrolling around this weekend. Give Margazzano Designs a like. Whether it's party planning, an anniversary gift, birthday party favors, a funny gag gift, or anything in between, give Margazzano Designs a look today. All items are custom designed and created and handmade from t-shirts, window decals, mugs, and more. Be sure to follow Margazzano Designs today. Also, if you're looking to move anywhere around the Stark, Wayne, Tusk County areas here in Northeast Ohio, if you need a realtor maybe to help you find a house or maybe to sell a current house, maybe you're renting and you want to finally be done with renting and you want to own your own place, whatever it might be sure to give Jamie Kelly a call today. She's who we used last year. I would recommend her to anybody, and I will definitely use her again if we ever decide to move again. Jamie Kelly is with Keller Williams Legacy Group. You can call her today, 330-316-9626, or you can visit jamiekellysellshomes.com, and you can find on our social media accounts. I post links to that every now and then if you want to look that up as well. Also, thank you to Debbie G Photography. She is she goes around and does race photography at different racetracks. She's a great gal. She does great work. You can look her up on Facebook as well, Debbie G Photography on Facebook, Instagram, I believe, as well. So look her up, whether you're a driver or a track or a promoter and you need a great race photographer, be sure to hit up Debbie G Photography. I'm now joined by one of, speaking of great sponsors, one of our great sponsors that we've had since almost the very beginning here on the Fastlane Sports Show. Scott Heim is the owner and operator of 357 Woodworks. He is with us tonight, and he has some big news and updates. So good evening, Scott, and welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's my day off. I know some other people who have to work tonight or have worked last night, but no, I'm off, so I'm great. I'll be off tonight and tomorrow, but I have to work on the 4th, so that's gonna suck.
So do I.
That's the life of the railroad, though. It doesn't end. We got to keep that freight moving. So, and for anybody who doesn't know, Scott works, we work together, on the railroad, and, he also does the woodworking thing with 357 Woodworks. So Scott, for anybody who doesn't know, how long now have you been into, woodworking and doing the type of thing that you're doing right now?
We've been doing it for probably eight years or so, officially. You know, I'd say about 4 years, we started getting more contacts and people started calling, ordering some things. And we figured, my wife decided to might as well start a small business, and it's just been growing since then. So I've been doing it about 8 years or so, well, maybe a little longer, but it's been a while.
Yeah, something that you've always maybe grown up around, had a passion for, just thought you'd jump into it. What made you want to get into woodworking?
I don't know. My grandfather, he was a barber, and then he did woodworking on the side. But I just started having kids, and my wife wanted me to build something she saw on Pinterest or whatever, and it kind of morphed from there, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's do a little shop talk real quick. Do you have any new products with 357 Woodworks that you're looking to get out? Maybe something that you haven't made before or haven't made yet, you're kicking around. Any new products that the customers can look forward to?
No, not really. I mean, just still doing, charcuterie boards, cutting boards, stuff like that. And then we're doing, we've been doing more live edge tables, countertops, stuff like that. More of the chessboards, our premium chessboards we've been doing. So I guess the biggest news is we started being a vendor for a new company in Hartville. It's called 32-8 Inspired and Company. It's an awesome little shop in Hartville on Prospect Street. The lady, the couple that owns it, actually, that all they have, their vendors are small local business owners. And it's really, really cool shop. We've been in there for, I'd say two weeks maybe or so. It's doing pretty well. So, I mean, definitely go in there, and it's definitely worth the shot to look, you know, definitely worth a drive and a good small shop to a store to visit. There's, you know, all kinds of things in there from hot sauce or sauces from a vendor from there to like our stuff. It's really pretty cool. It's pretty good, pretty cool store, that's for sure. What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'd say, I guess another a big, since you're talking shop news, there's a big thing. We've been gradually outgrowing the shop we're in now, and we haven't really announced this or all of it, but we are moving and building a lot bigger shop, so it should be done tentatively probably next spring, the latest next summer, so that that's some pretty big news that I haven't really told anybody about. So I mean, it's pretty exciting.
You talk about the new store that you're in. Are we still in the other restaurant in Canton?
No, we ended up, unfortunately, it just didn't work out too well. So I ended that this week. Down there, just like I said, it just wasn't working out, and it's nice. You know, it's a really nice cheese shop down there, and you know they're really nice, and they, you know, they're really good. It just wasn't working out as well as we anticipated. So, we decided to made a decision, talked about it, made a decision to pull out, me and my wife, and we're just concentrating on getting keeping our clients and growing the clientele and this other new store and seeing how it goes, especially with the new shop being built and the move and everything else. So it's just a little more concentrating on that stuff. And once we get in the bigger, once we get to the shop, our new shop, we'll be more concentrating on bigger builds, more tables, dining room tables, live edge stuff. There'll be more room for that. So, no, we're just down to one store right now.
All right. Well, that's some big news. So everybody, if you live close, live local, and you want to check out some of 357 Woodworks merchandise, you can head over to that store in Hartville. What was the name of that store again, Scott?
That is called 32-8 Inspired and Company.
Okay. So check that out. Go in there and browse the store, find some 357 Woodwork merchandise in there, get some of that. Also, if people don't live close, Scott, and they want to maybe get a hold of you to have something custom made or buy something that you might have in inventory, how can they get a hold of you other than Facebook?
Oh, we got the website. You can buy merchandise off our website, 357woodworks.com. You can always email us at 357woodworks@gmail.com. Or always contact us by phone, 330-316-7847. Inquire about what you'd like, and then we'll build and design whatever you'd like.
And then some of the stuff that you keep on hand that people can just purchase would be like maybe some cutting boards, stuff like that.
Yeah, cutting boards, cutery boards, cheese trays, cheese slicers, we have a limited supply of our chess boards. Those are usually built as to order because they take they'll take about a week to get done. So, but we're starting to have a little more inventory with the chess boards. They're still somewhat kind of a border because the clients get to pick what color the pigment they want. So, I mean, we have some chess boards that are made for, you know, different species of wood. Then they can go and pick what color they want, and then we'll finish it, you know, in about a week or so, a couple of days. So, I mean, if a majority cutting boards, charcuterie boards, cheese trays, and stuff like that.
All right. Well, be sure to check out 357 Woodworks on Facebook and Instagram. Check them out online, 357woodworks.com. And let Scott build you something custom today. And we have a clock that 357 Woodworks made for us when we moved into the new house, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I posted pictures of it before, and Scott, I can't thank you enough for that gift. It still works. It's still hanging too. So that's good. it's still hanging on the wall, still keeps time. So the wife loves it. I love it. And, we couldn't be happier about that. So we thank you for that. Thank you, Scott, for coming on. Thank you for being a partner of the show for so long now. I appreciate that very much. And, thanks for coming on and giving us some updates. We'll definitely, anytime you want to come on, just shoot me a text, let me know, and, we'll bring you on. You can give us more updates as they come. And, if you ever get any new products or anything even, and you want to, announce them to, our audience, let me know and we'll bring you on.
For sure. Appreciate it. And, you have a good evening. I get some sleep. I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You go get some sleep. And we'll see you. We'll probably see you Sunday. So we'll talk to you then.
Yeah. Unless you want to get up in the morning too, that's fine.
No, I'm good. You can. That's all you.
Yeah. You enjoy your weekend.
All right. Yeah. You too.
Awesome. All right. Bye.
All right. That was Scott Heim. He is the owner operator of 357 Woodworks. He is obviously the studio sponsor here on the Fast Lane Sports Show. We appreciate him being, not only is he a personal friend, a work colleague at our job where I make money at, but also he has been a great partner and friend of the show as well in sponsoring the studio. So thank you to him for coming on. If you live in the area and you want to check out his merchandise at a store, you can go to Hartville and check out that store. We'll be posting stuff on social media later tonight about where that store is, but you can also find it at 357 Woodworks on Facebook as well. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get Barbasol on the commercial right now. We'll give them a shout out for being a sponsor of our phone lines. When we get back from that, then we will we'll kick off the dirtiest show on the internet, and Christina will be here to help me break down all of the dirt racing that has happened in the last 2 weeks, and it's been a lot. So you'll want to stick around for that. Don't go nowhere.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
All right, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Be sure to go to Hardcore fishandgame.com, and you can there you can find great offers on top shelf customizable outdoor apparel, shorts, jackets, sweatshirts, and more. Yes, you heard that right, customizable. You can make it custom, whether you've got maybe a softball team, maybe you own a small business and you want your employees to stay comfortable, warm in the winter, cool in the summer, whatever it might be. Go to hardcorefishinggame.com, and when you go there and when you shop, be sure to use the promo code HFG20. You'll get 20% off of your entire stinking order. That's awesome. You don't see very many companies nowadays offering up to 20% off. So that's pretty awesome. Go over to hardcorefishinggame.com today and also tweet them and message them. Let Chuck know that you heard about them on the Fastlane Sports Show.
They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back, Z71 like a Cadillac.
All right, it's time for the dirtiest show on the internet, and I've got my wonderful co-host, Miss Christina, joining me now to do a little talking dirty presented by Racing Chasing Apparel. Christina, good evening.
Hello, hello, hello.
It is great to hear your voice. It's nice to have a week off every now and then, but I sure missed it. We were doing a lot of traveling last week, but we're back on air, and there's been some big news in dirt racing since the last time we were here.
I feel like no one's allowed to take a vacation considering everything happens in like a week and a half span. So
right.
Everyone went on vacation and everything just, yeah, whew, whirlwind of all this loveliness happening.
Yeah. We'll get to the World of Outlaws because obviously there's big news to talk about with that. And Mr. Donnie Schatz. But before we do that, let's go ahead. We might as well and do it. We've got to, Christina. We've got to talk about it. It's the 31st annual Pennsylvania Speed Weeks. It got kicked off last Friday, June 25th, and it started in Williams Grove Speedway, and it's been a heck of a week for PA Speed Weeks. We've even seen some NASCAR drivers mixing it up and getting dirty up there in Pennsylvania. But it started off in last Friday, June 25th at Williams Grove Speedway. And Christina, correct me if I'm wrong, but to kick off PA Speed Weeks, we had a PA driver getting the win.
Yeah. Well, no surprise, they won last week at Williams Grove Speedway. I mean, I wrote this. I'm not going to lie. No, I'm just messing with you. Guys, I'm just, it's the same old song and dance when it comes to Williams Grove Speedway. So the driver that, you know, won the race, it was a race honoring his, the guy that builds his cars. So, I mean, that's nothing new. So, yeah, Lance DeWeese won last Friday. Real me shocked with that because I really wasn't.
No, Mr. DeWeese. And he gets the win. He beats out Anthony Macri and Danny Dietrich to get things kicked off in Pennsylvania. But Christina, no fear, because that is so far the only win that Mr. Lance DeWeese has in PA Speed Weeks. But of course, you know, he's always going to race at Williams Grove. And go ahead.
In his defense, he's not raced all week. So either.
Right. Right.
he picks and chooses folks. So.
But we are back at Williams Grove tonight, so I'm sure we're going to see him run again tonight there in Williams Grove for the second race.
He is there.
Okay. Yeah, I see. We are in heat one right now. Just went under caution. Lucas Wolf is leading that. He's leading Ryan Smith, Kyle Reinhart, Dylan Cisney, TJ Stutz, Chad Trout, Justin Whitehall, and Tyler Bear right now in heat number one up there at Williams Grove. They are running, and also the World of Outlaws are racing tonight. And in qualifying, David Gravel was quickest for the Outlaws mm-hmm. tonight as well. So we'll be watching both of those during the show. But back to PA Speed Weeks. So we go from Williams Grove Speedway on Friday, June 25th, to Saturday, the 26th. We head down to Lincoln Speedway, where Mr. Marks kicks off a double shot for himself there at Lincoln Speedway, going back-to-back at Lincoln and then Baps Motor Speedway the next night. So Brent Marks getting a couple wins in PA Speed Weeks, Christina, to get started pretty hot.
Yeah, he definitely needed that. And, you know, because, well, he's battling for a championship, well, for the Speed Week title. Two wins have definitely helped him. But he is battling the man that will take out anyone in his path. So, I mean, he's got to face Danny Dietrich these last couple nights of racing to see where they're going to get and be able to finish at PA Speed Week. So, yeah, so that was the last time we saw a non-invader, you know, joining the fun. So the invader showed up, though, for the following couple nights, though, after that.
Yeah. Yeah, we go from Babs Motor Speedway back to Lincoln for June 28th, which was a Monday. On Monday, we went back to Lincoln Speedway where Justin Peck picks up a win. So he got the win before the outsider showed up. Beats out Kendall and Mr. Outsider. Kyle Larson did finish on the podium, though, at Lincoln Speedway. So Peck gets himself a PA Speed Weeks win. And then, yes, Christina, back-to-back at Grand View and Port Royal, the Speed Palace.
Not sure.
On the 29th and the 30th. No, I don't think anybody, they probably shouldn't have even ran the feature at Port Royal. They should have just said, welcome Kyle Larson, and here's the checkered flag. But Kyle Larson goes back-to-back at Grand View and Port Royal, Christina. He beats out Brent Marks and Danny Dietrich at Grandview, and then he beats out Lance DeWeese and Danny Dietrich at Port Royal. So Lance DeWeese was actually at Port Royal on Wednesday the 30th. So there we see him again. But yeah, Kyle Larson getting two in a row. So definitely sticking
it to him. Mind you, the last couple of years, the person who won Grandview has been Kyle Larson. So, you know, he's really good there. He's really strong there. And when he finally got the win at Port Royal, he just decided to keep on winning at Port Royal after that first icebreaker win. So that he got, he had to break the ice at Port, but he got it. And then, you know, Mother Nature comes and plays spoiler. So it happens.
Yeah.
Not like we missed much.
I I can tell you are very heartbroken that Mother Nature came and ruined July 1st racing last night to cancel the racing at Hagerstown. And that's all we'll say about that. So last night gets rained out. Last night gets rained out. And have no fear, everybody. Like we said, we are back at Williams Grove tonight, but Kyle Larson is in Wisconsin now. So he is not racing the rest of PA Speed Weeks. So I don't believe Kyle Larson is at Williams Grove tonight. I heard he was not racing tonight. Am I wrong?
No, I'm trying to figure out why he's not racing. Because, I mean, he had prime opportunity.
Yeah, but, I mean, maybe fly into Wisconsin. Is he running with the Outlaws tonight? I didn't even look. Because they're in Wisconsin. The NASCAR race is in Wisconsin. So I'm wondering if maybe he's running with the Outlaws tonight.
That could be true. That could be true. Yeah, I guess he kind of had to be up at assumed that maybe he could have ran one more night, but I forgot there's qualifying and practice for this weekend for NASCAR.
Right.
So my bad.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I
forgot that was still a thing, you know. We didn't do that very often.
We're trying to get back to normal in NASCAR.
I mean, is that normal? Is that what we're calling normal?
I know. all right. Well,
no, he's not running tonight. He actually did take this night off. I just saw the qualifying
for the Outlaws.
So no. Yeah, he's definitely took the night off.
The Outlaws are in Heat 1 right now. If you're following along, the Outlaws they're getting ready to start Heat number 1. In this first heat race, we have Brock Zierfoss, Alan Gilbertson, Jacob Allen, Sheldon Haldenshield, Logan Schuhart, Craig Kinzer, Russell Borland, David Gravel, James McFadden, and Hunter Custer. So that's going to be your first heat race there for the Outlaws up at Cedar Lake Speedway. And we'll keep you updated on all of that. We've got heat number 2 getting ready to run. I'm totally missed who won Heat 1 there at Williams Grove, but we'll get that in just a minute. Let's talk real quick. Maybe Christina can look that up real quick. We're going to talk about some past PA Speed Week champions, and Mr. Freddie Raymer leads all of everybody, the entire world. He's got 13 PA Speed Week championships, followed by Greg Hodnett, who had 5, Lucas Wolf, who I mentioned just a little bit ago. He's got 4. Lance DeWeese, who we talked about, he's got 3 PA Speedway championships. He's not going to get one this year, though. Keith Kaufman, Stevie Smith, Danny Dietrich, and Kyle Larson all at 1 win, 1 PA Speedway championship. Of course, Kyle Larson won it last year because he was not running NASCAR due to getting fired, so he had lots of time on his hands. he ran PA Speed Weeks.
Like it was a bad thing.
Well, he ran PA Speed Weeks last year and won it. So him and Danny Dietrich are actually tied for PA Speed Week championships. And Danny, he hasn't won one since 2016. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because Danny Dietrich is actually leading Brent Marks in the PA Speed Week points right now. Danny Dietrich has 761 points. Brent Marks has 751. So he's only 10 points behind. But Brent Marks has those 2 wins, Christina. So how important has it been that Danny Dietrich has been running very solid and been running very consistent so far with at least 3 podiums? That's proving to be a lot better than Brent Marks' 2 wins.
I don't want to jinx it for him, but it's good for him to be this consistent. He kind of did the same thing as team when he won the Speed Week title. There's a lot to be you know, had and said about you've got to run completely. You can't just rely on wins.
Right.
Now, mind you, think of that where we see that with the World Outlaws. It's the same thing. You have to just kind of be very consistent all the way around the board, and that's what Danny Dietrich's doing better than anyone else right now.
And speaking of the devil, he is leading his heat race number two. He's leading Lance DeWeese and Anthony Macri. This is a heck of a heat race, Christina. We've got Danny Dietrich.
Lineup.
Yeah, Danny Dietrich,
stacked.
Lance DeWeese, Anthony Macri, Rico Abreu, Tyler Ross. So there are some big heavy hitter names in this heat right now. Danny Dietrich is leading. Not by much, though. He's only got, what's he got? Oh, about 2 second lead over Lance DeWeese right now. So we'll keep an eye on that as they go. Let's see. David Gravel, two laps to go in heat one. David Gravel is leading Logan Schuchart and Sheldon Houdenshield. David Gravel only has, Christina, a 0.375 second over Logan Schuchart. They've got one lap to go. Let's see who gets the win here in the heat. David Gravel is going to win that. He's going to beat out Logan Schuchart and Sheldon Houdenshield for a heat one win. So that goes to David Gravel. So, Christina, we've got Williams Grove Speedway tonight for PA Speed Weeks. And then we go to Port Royal, and we will round out and finish up PA Speed Weeks on the 4th of July, Sunday, at Selins Grove Speedway. So Williams Grove, Port Royal, and then Selins Grove. So three heavy hitter racetracks that you almost, when you think of Pennsylvania dirt racing, these are probably three of the tracks that you would really think about and definitely be mentioning is Williams Grove, Port Royal, Selins Grove, obviously Lincoln. Is another one. They already had their two races, but these final three races are pretty big races here.
Yeah, it's all going to be crazy and wild, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. You may see some people beating and banging, especially when it comes towards the finale. Selins Grove does not disappoint for sprint car racing, so I'm intrigued to see how it's going to go.
And you know what all three of those tracks have in common, Christina? Williams Grove, Port Royal, and Selins Grove. You know what they all they have
that?
In common? Besides being dirt and besides being ovals, they're all in Pennsylvania. And that's how we'll finish that conversation for PA Speed Week. So stay tuned right here. Keep listening to the show. We've got more dirt racing coming. We'll keep everybody updated as we go through the night. Heat number three getting ready to run at Williams Grove Speedway. In this heat, Christina, we've got these must be a lot of PA guys, maybe local guys to Williams Grove, because only one of these names even rings the bell with me. We've got Matt Campbell.
Who you got in heat three? Yes,
we've got Matt
Campbell. He is a local, yes. He was running 358. The 21 became available, and they offered him the ride. So, yeah, that is the Beer Hill Gang number 21, Premier Motorsports, Matt Campbell driver now.
So we've got him. We've got Devin Borden. We've got Mike Wagner.
Who is local to Port Royal. So, yes.
We've got Chase Dietz.
Yes, he is a local to Lincoln Speedway, usually runs Lincoln every Saturday night. And he was a 358 driver. We had him on the show a couple times. I helped him out a little bit with some PR work back in the day.
Kyle Moody.
Yes, very local.
Steve Buckwalter.
Okay, Stevie B is a champion of champions. He's been on the show several times. We've hung out with him at, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, you name it. He's a cool cat. He will tell you exactly what's on his mind. No filter.
Oh boy. Chris Arnold is another driver in this heat. And the only name of these guys that I know is Sam Heifertep, or Heifertep.
Sam Heifertep.
Heifertep.
Come on.
Yeah. So,
Heifertep. You'll get it. You'll get it eventually.
In a couple of years, I will finally get it right. So that is heat number three right now that is getting ready to – they are pushing off to start that heat at Williams Grove. Heat number two getting ready to start, and the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars up there at Cedar Lakes. Christina, this is another I don't know. What do you think? We got Brad Sweet, Riley Goodnow, Sean Ray Hall, Jack Berger, Giovanni Scalzi, Donnie Schatz, Spencer Baston, Bryce Schmidt, Marcus Dumsney, and Josh Schneiderman. So that is heat number two. Just got the green flag on that. So Donnie Schatz.
Sure, win for either Donnie Schatz or
Brad Sweet.
I don't know, three quarters of the people you just named.
Right. Must be a lot of local guys up there at Cedar Lake in this heat. So Donnie Schatz is leading Skelzy and Sweet right now. So we'll keep updates on that as we go. Let's go ahead and we'll shift from the PA Speed Weeks to the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars, Christina. And this, of course, is Talking Dirty, presented by Racer Chasin Apparel. Go to racerchasinapparel.com. When you shop today, use code FASTLANE, all one word. You'll get 10% off of your order there. The World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprints, Christina. Big news last, what day was that? It would have been Friday, June 18th. After our show, they were running up there in, I believe it's Wisconsin, at Dubuque Fairgrounds. And we saw history be made, right? Mr. Donnie Schatz finally gets his first win of 2021. But that's also, that makes what, Christina?
Win 300. Finally.
About time.
That's a monkey off the back.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for him. The monkey is gone. The monkey is gone.
So now we can quit talking about it. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
that's
we're still going to talk about it.
That's a big milestone for anybody. 300 wins. He is. He's either been really, really dominant, Christina, or he's 70 years old and has been racing for 60 years. I don't know. Which one is it? You know him better than all of us. He's been really good, hasn't he?
He's very dominant in the sport. I mean, he's a legend, and he's still racing. I mean, it's crazy to say that, but it's true. He's accomplished a lot. And I know Win 300 is finally good for them. They finally got, you know, they got it off their back. It's just so good for them to be, you know, back to the way they needed to be.
And speaking of Mr. Donnie Schatz, guess who got a win just now in his heat race? Heat race number two.
Yeah, we're good luck.
Yeah, Donnie Schatz beats out Brad Sweet and Giovanni Scalzi. So the three World of Outlaw regulars that were in that heat finished 1, 2, 3. Shocking, right? I know. Yeah, very, very shocking. The World of Outlaws are at Cedar Lake Speedway this whole weekend. It is the Independence Day extravaganza or spectacular, whatever it's called. It is up there at Cedar Lake Speedway in New Richmond, Wisconsin this weekend. But, yeah, Mr. Donnie Schatz, he gets win number 300, career World of Outlaw win, that is, for him. So that's a big, huge accomplishment. Like you said, finally get that monkey off his back. You know he's been thinking about it all year because he started the year with 299 wins, and it took him till June 18th, 6 months, Christina. It took him 6 months to get that win and to get that big 300th win, but he finally did it. I'm sure that it was a huge celebration that night for that entire team. He runs for Tony Stewart, correct? He runs for Tony Stewart now. Yeah. He's got he's no stranger. 300 wins, but he's also got, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's 10 World of Outlaw championships. So very dominant in his 300 wins. He has been a very, very dominant driver, and he had, I believe, 7 of those championships have come since he went to race for Tony Stewart. So he is a very successful driver. But, you know, the talent around him is catching up, and it shows the last couple of years, you know, with drivers like Brad Sweet, Sheldon Howden-Shield, Logan Schuchart driving around him, gobbling up those wins. Making it hard for him to get the 300.
Yeah, I mean, and it goes to show you what great equipment, being around the right set of people and everything can really do for your racing career. It's not to take away from Donnie Schatz as a driver, because he's an amazing driver himself, but it also helps knowing you have great equipment. I mean, a lot of people want to question that, you know, this last year or so, especially with changing the motor and everything, if that's really the case that was happening. But either way, he's been in some of the best equipment you could ask for in sprint car racing, and it's paid off and paid dividends in showing him that he is a premier champion in this sport.
Yeah, for sure. He is definitely synonymous with the word dirt racing. You know, you think of guys like Donnie Schatz, David Gravel, and now you think of names like Brad Sweet and Logan Schuchart and Sheldon Howden-Shield, and some of these other guys, Carson Macedo, Aaron Rutzel, more guys that are making big names. Aaron Rutzel getting 100 wins this year with the Outlaws. So and he's an all-star circuit of champions, 2-time champion. This is his first full year running with the Outlaws, and he's got 100 wins already. So he is definitely making a name for himself in this series as well. Christina, heat number 4 is green at Williams Grove. Listen to this lineup. We've got Darren Pittman, Freddie Raymer, Brent Marks, Justin Peck, Paul McMahon, Dylan Norris, Bradley Howard, and Doug Hamaker. So that is another stacked heat. There at Williams Grove, there are some big, big names when it comes to Pennsylvania dirt racing in that heat right there. So this will be fun. Mr. Freddie Raymer. Is this the Freddie Raymer? Is this the 13-time PHT League champion? Okay. I was going to say, if it is.
Little Freddie actually, what's ironic is, for those folks that don't know a lot about Central Pennsylvania sprint car drivers, yes, Fred Raymer has a son named Freddie Raymer, and he also has a twin brother named Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon runs as well, not as often as Freddie, but they're triplets, actually, because they have a sister as well.
Hmm.
So, yeah, and in all honesty, sometimes oh, I'm going to catch slack for this, and I know it. Somebody's going to tweet me, text me, or something when I say this, but I'm going to say it. I personally think Brandon could be a better race car driver than Freddie, but it's never going to happen, and Daddy won't let it happen because the name must continue.
Yeah.
And it's no joke. You know, some fans will tell you the same thing I'm telling you, sitting in the grandstands. So, so one night, a little short story in this. One night, Brandon qualified a lot better than Freddie. Brandon didn't get to run the rest of the night.
Hmm.
For undisclosed issues. I don't believe that in a heartbeat, but, you know, it is what it is. So, Little Freddie has taken over, you know, the Raymer ride, the famed 51 car, considering Stevie Smith does not drive for Freddie anymore. So, yeah, that's his son, one of two.
Well, Little Freddie Raymer.
I personally like Brandon better.
Well, little Freddie gets the win. He wins heat number four. He beats out Brent Marks, Justin Peck, and Darren Pittman. Darren Pittman fourth in the heat race. So that's another name.
It's cool to see him there.
Yeah,
it's really cool to see him back there.
When you think of Pennsylvania dirt racing, I'm pretty sure Darren Pittman's name will come up every single time.
A lot.
So.
Yeah, right. He will come up a lot. Darren Pittman made a great career in Pennsylvania before going to the Outlaws, and then he came back. So that's cool too. I mean, I grew up watching Darren Pittman race. I don't know if that tells you how old I am or how old Darren Pittman is. Maybe a little of both. But yeah, he's a great driver.
switching back to the World of Outlaws, because they had a lot of racing that happened since we've been off air. Aaron Retzel wins heat number three. He beats out Carson Macedo, Parker Price Miller, Jason Sides, Wayne Johnson, Scotty Thiel, Paige Pollock, Reed Alex, and Ryan Bowers. So Aaron Retzel wins heat number three up there at Cedar Lake. The World of Outlaws on Saturday, June 19th, they were at Beaver Dam Raceway, where Mr. Sheldon Howdenshield gets win number four for himself on the year. He gets the win up there at Beaver Dam Raceway. And then Monday, June 21st, they kicked off a two-night run at Hussett's Speedway. And Christina, we saw Mr. David Gravel, who has been running very, very, very consistent the last week or so. You want to talk about, we'll just nickname him Mr. Podium, because he seems to be finding himself somewhere on the podium almost every week now, every race the last week. He podiumed.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he podiumed at Beaver Dam. He finished third. It was Sheldon Howdenshield, Giovanni Scalzi, and then David Gravel. And then Monday, June 21st, the first night at Hussett's, he gets the win. He beats out Donnie Schatz and Kerry Madsen. And Mr. McFadden got the Hard Charger Award for that race. And then night two, we don't see David Gravel on the podium, but that's more rare in the last week than it is, you know, like anybody would be like, oh, okay, so what? Well, when you're used to seeing him on the podium every day, Christina, when he doesn't get there, you're like, holy cow, what happened? But night two at Hussett's, I think was a very bad night for David Gravel. Is that the race that he wrecked in?
I believe.
Was it at Hussett's or was it at Motorplex?
I honestly can't remember.
So I know one of those, he had a pretty nasty wreck.
Yeah, this is what happens, folks, when you take a week vacation. You don't remember what happened. So, let's see. No, I think that was the one, but let me double check.
He finished
ninth in their race, so it couldn't have been that one.
Maybe it was one of them nights up there at Jackson, Friday the 25th.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That's next. So the doubleheader at Hussett Speedway, David Gravel winning the first night. He beats out Donnie Schatz and Kerry Madsen. Night number two is just a complete remix of the first night, because we have Aaron Retzel getting the win at Hussett Speedway on night number two. He beats out Brad Sweet and Donnie Schatz. So Schatz does get on the podium both nights, but he finishes third the second night. And then Giovanni Scalzi gets the Hard Charger for that night with plus seven. He moved up seven spots from his starting position there. So Gravel getting win number six that first night at Hussett's on the year, and still chasing down Mr. Brad Sweet. We will talk about the points here in just a few minutes, because it is getting it's starting to look kind of scary, Christina, what the points look like for the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars. But we move to Jackson Motorplex for a three-night show up there, Thursday, Friday, Sunday at Jackson Motorplex. And drama, can we say? If we had to wrap up that weekend of racing, can we say drama?
Excitement, drama, nail biting. It all happened. It was a crazy week.
It
I was
really
excited
was.
For that, though. That was a great weekend for certain people. It happens. It happens. It's interesting. But no,
yeah.
So night one was fun for some folks.
Some folks being
Tony Stewart. Yeah. One being Tony Stewart Racing and Kerry Madsen. I mean, they had a great night on night one. They were also the hard charger in night one of that, race too, beating a man who knows how to wheel it around Jackson Motorplex. So, you know, coming into this, we if you didn't realize he was going to be good here, then that's, you were sadly living under a rock last year. So Logan Schuhart was leading the way for quite a while in that. And then unfortunately for him, Kerry Madsen found some kind of willpower to get by him. And that's what happens in lap traffic with five laps. Screwed Logan Schuhart again. Kerry Madsen winning night one. Crazy. So night one's podium was interesting. It was Kerry Madsen, Logan Schuhart, and David Gravel for night one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to night two here. Sorry, I have like 16 screens pulled up.
Oh, I've got it all wrote down.
Oh,
I got it
all day to do this.
I did. Yes, I did.
I figured that's what you were doing when you were texting me. So,
yeah.
Why does that work?
Doing all of my research.
Yes. While Pete was doing research, I was working for Toyota. oh, man. I'm going to get hate mail for that, too, now. Damn it. So night two at Jackson, kind of the same. We see a little bit of a shuffle in the podium and in the race. But Kerry Madsen, yet again, finding that podium. And same with Logan Schuhart, but although Logan finished third and C. Carson Macedo, their second, which would have been his, you know, probably the best. I think it was his best finish of the weekend, for them. So he swept the two prelims, kind of gives him, momentum going into night three, but we'll talk about that here in a second. But I don't... I don't think there was anything too crazy, out of that one, out of that race. So, I mean, where was the drama, though? Did I miss the drama? Or did I not get to that yet?
Hmm.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Hmm.
Maybe I missed it. I could have missed it. Are you sure that's where David Gravel took the wreck?
I could have swore it was recently that he took a pretty bad, nasty wreck. He's like caved in the hole. Wasn't that David Gravel that caved in like the top of his car?
I don't remember when that was. Either way, maybe that was during a heat race. But, they can always bring out another car. It might have been. It might have happened. So anyway, so let's talk about the crown jewel. First crown jewel event of the summer, which would have been night three at Jackson, which really is the first, big money summer event. I told you folks, the month of money. We're in the money month. And Jackson was the first one for the World of Outlaws. And Shark Racing, chomp, chomp, Logan Schuhart finally finds victory lane again. I just love saying chomp, chomp. And, what's cool about this, he wins at Jackson and Shark Week's coming up. I mean, hello, best sponsored plugs ever right now happening.
Totally.
So, no. So Sunday night in the 43rd annual AGCO Jackson Nationals, $50,000 up for grab, and he decided it was all his again. And I say again, folks, because, $50,000 this year. He wanted the $30,000 is what it was last year. He is 2 for 2. Back-to-back winners is Shark Racing and Logan Schuhart winning that. That's huge. This team has hit a bit of a rut. And, I mean, you know, he wants to make Grandpa proud, considering his grandpa is Bobby Allen. But, no, that's huge for them. They did great things. So he ends up winning this race by 4.454 seconds.
That's a pretty good margin of victory there for Mr. Logan Schuhart. And Christina, you know what is probably, I think he should get like an extra $50,000 for what he did. For what he did in those three. Do you realize what he did in those three nights of racing at Jackson? He literally finished each spot of the podium. He finished second the first night, third the second night, and first. So he literally finished on spot of the podium over those 3 days of racing at Jackson. He took each spot. He said, let's try second first. No, I don't like the way that feels. We'll do third place. I don't like the way that feels. So he just wins it. He takes the only other spot you can get on the podium, and he finishes at the top on the last night to win all the money. So that's pretty neat for him to get a podium all three nights and be the only person on the entire weekend at Jackson to do that. You know, Kerry Madsen missed the podium the third night of racing. David Gravel didn't make the podium the second night of racing at Jackson. So Logan Schuhart finishing on the podium all 3 days, definitely helping him and that team, like you said, that boost of confidence, getting three wins on the year. He went, almost 5 months between wins. This year, Christina, he had hit a pretty low spot in racing when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the world of racing. He was in a very low spot. He was barely getting podiums. He had no wins throughout 5 months of racing. And I mean, he was down to seventh, eighth in points. He now finds himself within 200 points of Brad Sweet. And back up in the top five in points. But, he's got those three wins. But, Christina, I almost got to think that I know you're probably – if you have the World of Outlaw points pulled up right now, but look at those with me. Logan Schuhart is 190 behind Brad Sweet. Donnie Schatz is 202. I almost got to think right now, Christina, I know that this weekend, Cedar Lake – Speedway, this marks the halfway point of the World of Outlaws season, but I gotta think that the cutoff line right now has got to be right behind Logan Schuhart. It's got to be between him and Schatz, and I just think as hot as Brad Sweet is, some of these guys need him to just have a complete slump for almost the next 2 months for guys like Donnie Schatz or Aaron Russell to even get up there and compete for a championship.
And what's crazy is Aaron Russell hasn't had a bad year.
No.
And neither has Donnie Schatz. That just goes to show you that consistency is the key, not just wins, folks. Consistency. And Logan Schuhart is the cutoff. I don't think you can really consider yourself in on the championship. I personally would tell you I wouldn't say from third down. I would cut it off at Carson Macedo sitting in third, because this is a lot to make up with 190 in the negative and 172 in the negative for Sheldon sitting in fourth. They've got a lot of ground to make up. Now, I mean, I hope that they prove me wrong and really put on a show in the next 2 months and we really see somebody other than Brad Sweet do what he does. But yet again, the driver sitting second is on a tear, and that's why that points lead is dwindling.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's sad that we got to – we say that the points lead is dwindling, Christina, and Brad Sweet still has a 60-point gap between him and David Gravel. And you talk about consistency, but just to show how big wins are, though, Christina, as well. So Donnie Schatz finally gets his first win of this year in June, at the end of June, right? Brad Sweet has 10 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Sweet has 24 top fives. Carson Macedo, who's third in points, has 22 top fives. You go all the way back down to number six, Mr. Donnie Schatz. He's got 20 top fives so far this year. But those nine other wins that Brad Sweet has just decimated Donnie Schatz in the points, because it wasn't too long ago that Donnie Schatz was in the top four in the points. But, you know, yes, we need to be consistent, but Brad Sweet's got 31 top tens out of 38 races so far this year, and I think that's where him and David Gravel are just head and shoulders above the rest of these guys. I mean, even look at Logan Schuchart. There's only been seven races that he hasn't finished in the top 10, and he's 190 points back, but he's only got 17 top fives, and he's only got three wins. So, I mean, it's finishing on that podium, really, is what's going to get you closer to that championship.
Yeah, and if you want to take it the outsider looking in, Aaron Russell, three wins. So he has the same amount of wins as Logan Schuchart. The difference is Logan Schuchart has seven more top fives and four more top tens, which is what's going to be the difference maker. And if you think about it, so Brad Sweet has 10 wins, David Gravel six, Carson, well, this is the creepiest little trickle effect I've ever seen. So we go from six wins to five wins to four wins to three wins. Man, if we're not going on a downgrade, that's a creep. That's a little weird. That's a little crazy to me. And look who's in that top 10 in points and did not run six of these races. And James McFadden missing first six races of the year due to, you know, COVID restrictions, the birth of a child, and so forth. And he broke the top 10 in points already. That says a lot about Casey Kane Racing. It also says a lot about James McFadden as a driver as well.
Yeah, I mean, to come in six races deep into the season, get a win, and now he's eight in the points. You know, that is a big accomplishment for him, and it just shows how good Casey Kane Racing is. You know, they've got 11 of the 38 races this year have been won by a Casey Kane Racing driver. So they are definitely doing big things over there. So the World Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint cars, they are, we've been keeping you updated. They ran Heat 3. They have not done anything since then, so I'm assuming they're getting the rest of these races figured out before we run the feature. But they are at Cedar Lake Speedway there in Wisconsin, in New Richmond, Wisconsin. It is called the Independence Day Spectacular. It's a two-day event. They'll be there tonight and tomorrow. They'll have the fourth off. But this weekend marks, as we said, the halfway point in the season for the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint cars. So, and then, you know, we talked about the points and how they're looking. So a lot of guys back there around Sheldon, Logan, and Donnie and Aaron, they are definitely going to be looking to maybe try and sweep the weekend and use that broom to keep Brad Sweet off the podium as well to try and cut this points lead that he has down a little bit. So we'll keep you updated on that race as it happens tonight. We are also, okay, we've got a B-Main lineup here for you, Christina, at Williams Grove Speedway. We've got 12 drivers. I'm going to say most of these are PA local guys. We've got Robbie Kendall, Chad Trout. It just went green, so give me 1 second here while it resets. We got Robbie Kendall, Chad Trout, Justin Weidel, Steve Buckwalter, Bradley Howard, Tyler Bear, Tyler Ross, Kyle Moody, Dylan Norris, Chris Arnold, Doug Hammaker, and Alan Crimes. That B-Main just went green, so we will find out. We'll keep our eyes on that as it happens. But, Christina, let's take a quick 1 minute break. We'll give Barbasol another chance to talk to all of our listeners, give me a chance to get a drink of water. And then when we come back, we will talk World of Outlaw Morton Building late models. And I know you can't wait to do this because let's just say sexy. So we'll be right back. Keep it right here. We've got late model talks. We've got local short tracks, and we still have the penalty box plus NASCAR to talk about. All of that, we've only got 40 minutes to do it in, Christina. So we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
All right, welcome back. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com today. Get yourself some outdoor clothing, whether you're a hunter or a fisherman, whether you like to be out hunting in the winter, in the summer, whenever it is that you might do that, or whether you just want some customizable outdoor apparel from shorts, jackets, sweatshirts, and more. Go to hardcorefishinggame.com. Shop today. When you do, use discount code when you go to checkout, HFG, just like Hardcore Fish Game, HFG20. You'll get 20% off your entire order. And Christina, while we were down, we went on vacation last week. We were down in Panama City Beach, our first time ever being down there. We went through Nashville on the way down. Awesome place. Awesome place. If
during
you've never
NASCAR
been
NASCAR weekend and then during for the race. I don't know what your wife was thinking. I mean, I'm sorry, but man, Katie should have just left you stay for the race.
I tried. I told her I would find my way down, but she said no. So yes, we were in Nashville the same weekend as NASCAR, and if you follow me on Twitter, you would know who I ran into. And don't
I'm
say
so...
nothing, Chris, because I might use that as a giveaway. Who did I run into in Nashville? I ran into a NASCAR star in Nashville at a restaurant that we ate at on Saturday. If you
can
know
we...
the answer to that.
Can we call him a star, though?
Christina. Anywho.
Well, he does get a lot of TV time. Okay.
At Slicks and Sticks on Twitter, Slicks and Sticks Radio at gmail.com. Anywho, we went to Panama City Beach. We spent 4 days down there during hurricane season. I don't recommend it. Anyway, I got to meet.
No.
It was
come down
okay.
This weekend.
No.
Come down
you
this
can
weekend.
You can have Elsa and her snowballs. I don't want anything to do with that. But while we were down there in Panama City, Christina, I got to meet Chuck. He is
the owner
of Hardcore Fishing Game. He is about 4'9" stacked about 7 foot of energy. This guy is electric. He would be a blast to be around all the time. But I got to meet him and his wife. I think combined they're about 6 foot two. So if they were to stand on top of it. I'm just
teasing. But Chuck is
they are great people.
Seen Chuck, this is the crazy thing. Like, I see, man, I've seen so many years of Chuck. I guess we could say that. So it's cool, and we actually saw him, ironically enough, Homestead Championship weekend, because he still had some ties within NASCAR still. Mm-hmm. With the pit school and some other things. So the truck race that night, we actually spent a good bit of time with Chuck as well at the track. So it's crazy how, you know, you see someone and you're with them, associated with them for so many years, and then one of you leaves the sport. It just happened to be me that took the step back when I had cancer and everything. And then you come back to it, and, you know, it's like you're reunited and you never miss a beat. So, no, I'm glad you finally did get to meet Chuck. I told you, he's one of the best.
And he's from my area of Ohio. Yeah, he's from, he grew up about 25 minutes from me and never knew it. So, but no, I got to meet him, talk to him for a little bit. He met my family. Great guy, him and his wife both. I cannot wait to get back down to Florida. We're going to have to plan something, maybe, Christina, because they are moving their operation to Panama City Beach. So we're going to have to organize something, and all three of us, we're going to have to all maybe take you and Jim, me and Katie. We're all going to have to go back down to Panama City Beach sometime. And have a big weekend meeting and everybody hang out for a weekend or something. That would be pretty cool.
You and Katie need to not come during hurricane season.
Well, maybe we'll come in December then. I don't know.
There you go.
We'll all go down and we'll crash in Chuck's condo that he's got down there.
Yeah.
And hang out with Chuck for a weekend. But, no, it was great to meet him. And thank you to Chuck, if you're listening, thank you for, coming on and being a part of the show. You're a great friend. You and Christina have go way back. So thank you to Hardcore Fishing Game for being a part of the show. So be sure to, Facebook, Twitter, they've got a Twitter, they've got a Facebook, make sure you follow them and then give them a shout out. Tell them that you heard about them here on the show. Let them know that, we're talking about them and that they're not just part of the show and not getting any airtime because we're giving it to them. Christina, let's talk your other passion besides sharks and drivers that have sharks on their suits. Let's talk late models.
Yes.
There's no sharks in late models. But there's definitely some big sexy in late models, isn't there?
The biggest big sexy of the world is in late model racing. And my lord, he's on fire.
I would like to see Jim's face right now. I would just like to see what the look on his face right now.
He's actually in a different room, but he can hear me. So
yeah,
he just waves every once in a while. He knows about the love for Brandon Overton. He's not worried. I mean, it is what it is. But let's be for real, though. This man is on fire. Honestly, if anyone could have a year, it's Brandon Overton's year.
You want to talk about a firecracker. It is definitely Brandon Overton. And he goes to Lernerville Speedway, and where we have I tried to find it, Christina. I can't find it anywhere. I got to go back in my notes. This is either the 13th or the 15th running of the Firecracker 100 at Lernerville Speedway. I want to say 15.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I want to say 15.
I'll tell you here in a second.
But it started Thursday, June 24th at Lernerville Speedway. We had 3 days of racing. Brandon, he almost could have, won all three nights, but he let Mr. Shepherd have a win. Mr. Shepherd got the win on opening night. He beats out Chris Madden and Mr. Black Sunshine, Scott Bloomquist, finished on the podium
that first night. He's so weird. He's creepy.
But then we'll go into Friday and Saturday, and I'll let you have it since this is your guy. He shows up Friday, and that's it. That's all she wrote.
I mean, let's be honest. The man did something I didn't think was possible for one driver to do in 1 year. So winning, the dream, man, that's crazy. That was a lot of money those weekends. So then we got Friday night. By the way, he did not start on the pole. He started fifth Friday and winning that race. So Friday night was only $6,000 to win. Only. But, it is what
only.
It is. When you're
right.
Only. When you're hot, and you take it and you run. So, Big Sexy finds that podium on Friday, beating out some really tough competitors. I'm not going to lie, with Mike Norris and Mark Whitner. Dennis Erb Jr. and Brandon Shepherd finished fifth. So that was Friday night. He's hot. He's probably the hottest. Okay, sorry. I really probably should turn off the hockey game. That was distracting for a second. Sorry, so sorry. So then we get to Saturday night. I apologize, Brandon Overton. I'm ruining the fun here for you. So then we turn to Saturday night, which is another 100 lap race, by the way. So how many 100 lap features has he won this year?
Oh boy,
all
too
of
many.
Them.
Enough. He's won
yeah.
enough.
All of them. So he started fourth in that race. And, man, I got to tell you, I wonder, is Chris Madden really starting to get pissed off and finishing second to Brandon Overton? Because it's happened all three times the big money's been on the line. Oh, man. So Big Sexy wheels that beautiful machine to victory lane, claiming another $30,000. So he won over $36,000. In Lernerville for the Firecracker 100, and the Evans, Georgia driver has done it again. I don't know. The luck is there. I don't know. It's the year of Big Sexy. You know how sometimes they tell you about those, weird Chinese New Year things? It's the year of the frog, the dog, or whatever. It's the year of Big Sexy, okay? It's the year of Big Sexy, folks.
It is.
So get used
to it. I feel Brandon Overton's pain about being Big Sexy. I feel it. It's struggle. It's a daily struggle. Chris Madden is upset about a lot of stuff. And I doubt that he will ever like a driver named Brandon, because if he's not finishing second to Brandon Overton, he's finishing second to Brandon Shepherd. And the points, he's second to Brandon Shepherd. But Chris Madden doesn't have much to complain about. He's 58 points behind Brandon Shepherd, which is the smallest deficit that Brandon Shepherd has had in the points in the last 3 years. Usually by now he's got a 500 point lead and we're basically giving him the trophy at the end of June. But Chris Madden is keeping it very interesting in the points with the late models, because he's 58 points behind Shepherd. He's got 4 wins on the year. Shepherd only got his second win Thursday on the year. So Chris Madden is definitely, he is driving the wheels off of that car to try and keep Brandon Shepherd within sight in the points. But not only does he lead Brandon in wins, He also leads Brandon Shepherd in the money right now for the world, as far as the World of Outlaws goes, Christina, because nobody has more money than Brandon Overton right now with everything he's winning. But Chris Mann's got so far his winnings in the Outlaws is almost $130,000, and Brandon Shepherd has just over $100,000. So Chris Madden really doesn't have too much to complain about. I think he's just keeping his nose down. He's going to try and keep out of trouble and pick up a few more wins and just try and beat Brandon Shepherd every chance he gets to try and close that points deficit.
Yeah, I mean, and he's doing it the right way. It just, you know, he got passed late by, you know, Big Sexy. It is what it is. I mean, it happens. So, so as long as he can continue to do well and power his, you know, the machine to the front, he'll be fine. And, I mean, speaking of, I don't know when the next race is, so
they race. I've got it. They race. Their next race is at Jackson Motorplex next weekend, 9th and 10th. The Outlaws, the late models, will be up at Jackson Motorplex, where the sprint cars are this weekend.
That must mean that they are running with the Lucas Oil guys this weekend then. That's just disappointing. Disappointing. No late models on 4th of July weekend. Who came
no.
up with that schedule?
Real quick, at Williams Grove, the B main, Robbie Kendall gets the win. He beats out Chad Trout, Steve Buckwalter, Justin Weidel, and Tyler Ross rounds out the top five there in the B main at Williams Grove for PA Speed Weeks. We've got the Dirt Vision Fast Pass Dash going right now with the Outlaws. David Gravel beating Carson Macedo, Brad Sweet, Aaron Russell, Donnie Schatz, and Logan Schuhart. Okay, Logan Schuhart fifth, Donnie Schatz sixth now. There's two laps to go. That Fast Pass Dash is green with two laps to go. Carson Macedo, Brad Sweet, David Gravel now. That's your top three. One lap to go. Here we go. Let's see. Coming around. We'll get the checkered flag here in a second as soon as it resets. Carson Macedo wins that. He beats out Brad Sweet, David Gravel, Aaron Retzel, Logan Schuhart, and Donnie Schatz. That's your finishing lineup for the Fast Pass Dash there. The World of Outlaws up at Cedar Lake Speedway. Christina, real quick, before we get to the NASCAR, before we get to NASCAR news and local short track news, the Camping World, what is it called? Camping World SRX Series. They're at Lucas Oil Race this weekend.
Yes.
It's another new racing series that we have to keep up with. Tony Stewart owns.
Yeah, but it's fun.
It is. It's pretty awesome so far. They are practicing. It's just practice. It's nothing that means anything. But let's see. Fastest time so far. Bobby Labonte is fastest over Michael Waltrip, Marco Andretti, whoever Orange is. They've got somebody listed as Orange. They've got a couple
right.
cars.
Yeah,
yeah they got a couple cars here that don't have names. Just has colors. But some other drivers that are there. We got Willie T. Ribbs, Helio Castroneves, Paul Tracy, Tony Kanaan, Tony Stewart, Bill Elliott, Ernie France Jr., Bobby Santos III, and Scott Speed. Quite a few top IndyCar drivers, open wheel drivers, racing there with the Camping World SRX Series at Lucas Oil Raceway there in Indianapolis. All right, let's get to the NASCAR news, because we got some stuff to talk about in NASCAR. Actually, hold on.
I feel like
we can
NASCAR
do NASCAR
was crazy.
We can do
no,
NASCAR
I don't have a
here in a minute.
Box. I don't
you
have
don't?
A penalty box pick.
Okay, that's fine. Some local
they
short track news. Okay. Everybody's safe for this Friday. In local short track news, in case you haven't noticed, we haven't been updating Lernerville because they had to cancel tonight. This part of the country, it rained like every day this week, and it was torrential downpours.
Welcome to Florida.
So they're probably flooded out there in Lernerville. So they are canceled. But Lernerville coming up, circle your calendars right now, July 20th. I know it's a Tuesday, but a lot of people have vacations this time of year. If you're on vacation that week, July 20th, it's the 30th running of the Don Martin Memorial Silver Cup. And that is a World of Outlaw sanctioned race. So the Outlaws will be at Lernerville on Tuesday, July 20th, for the Don Martin Memorial Silver Cup 30th annual running of that. If you don't know who Don Martin is, go to Lernerville.com, go to their the racetrack. You'll learn about who Don Martin was. Jennerstown this weekend. Christina, this is big. At Jennerstown tomorrow is the American Freedom 300. It's a big late model race. The Super Cars series. It's a late model series. It's a national touring series. They are at Jennerstown this weekend. They'll be there tomorrow for a race. This is who you're going to see if you go to the Jennerstown tomorrow for this race. This is who you're going to see. You're going to see names like local names like Zane Farrell, Teddy Gabala. They'll be there. But you're also going to listen to some of these names, Christina. Bubba Pollard, Josh Berry, Garrett Smithley. So there's going to be some NASCAR ties and guys at the at Jennerstown this weekend. So Josh Reeves, he was a big part of me and the show for a while. He's there with Josh Berry. That is their driver. They're there with the number 96 car. Some big names going through Jennerstown this weekend. If you don't have nothing to do tomorrow, head up there and check out the American Freedom 300 race. It's a supercar-sanctioned late model race at Jennerstown. So that'll be great to see that. Wayne County, no racing tomorrow on Saturday because – they are racing Sunday. All divisions are racing as long as it's not raining. And it is the halfway point. I think this is the third race now of the King of the County Sprint Car Series race. $3,500 to win and $400 to start. Christina, that is awesome for a little small-town dirt track like Wayne County Speedway to be able to offer one of their divisions $3,500 for a driver that doesn't run nationally and just runs on the weekends in this area. That's a lot of money. So that is a big, big purse for a track like Wayne County to be able to offer $3,500. So no racing tomorrow for Wayne County. If you want to watch them, you got to go Sunday on 4th of July. Also, pretty cool about this because Orville, Wayne County Speedway is just outside on the southwest end of Orville. Orville's doing their fireworks Sunday night as well. So after the racing, I'm sure Jason's not going to mind. If you stay in the seats, you'll probably be able to watch the Orville fireworks after all the racing or during the racing. Depends on how late they run. So that'll be pretty cool. And if it's over in time, you could just shoot right up the road there and go to Orville and watch the fireworks there as well. So that's some local short track racing going on this weekend. Christine, anything down there around you? Big news or tracks doing anything special for this weekend?
I don't think so. I think – I'm not sure what we're going to be able to do. I mean,
oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
It's going to be a little interesting to see. We actually shouldn't, for folks that are, you know, thinking, well, what the hell is she talking about? I live in South Florida. literally 3 hours from Key West, folks. That's how south I live. But so, yeah, we have to track and now pay attention to the weather a little bit. Not too much, you know, considering Elsa right now is only a Category 1 hurricane. So by the time she gets to Florida, it will have either, you know, picked up energy, but they're speculating that she's going to decrease in energy, speed, and so forth, which means by the time we see her, she should be a tropical storm. So a lot of things have been postponed, and, you know, we also are dealing with the tragedy that happened in Miami with Surfside. That's not far from where I'm at either. So there's been a lot of things canceled just out of, you know, respect and consideration for everything that's going on there too. So not a whole lot down here for racing and stuff right now.
I did forget about Elsa coming through. So yeah, we'll be definitely will be thinking about you guys. Hopefully you guys stay safe and it doesn't, hopefully it's not very bad for you guys. Maybe it's just going to be some rain. So that's what, that's what we'll
be
praying for.
It'll probably just be more rain. We've actually seen rain every day for the last 15 days, you know, straight. So it's nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. We'll probably see localized flooding, which is going to hinder some stuff in Miami, trying to look for the, you know, if there are any survivors or anything going on, that's going to hinder them more so than anything. So that's going to be an issue into this weekend. But I've lived here, what, I don't know.
2 years now?
Yeah, almost three. I think in August it'll be three, yeah. So, and we've not had an actual quote-unquote hurricane.
Knock on wood, right?
I don't know. Yeah, knock on wood, knocking on the desk and everything. But I don't know. So we'll see. This isn't anything to be concerned with yet. If Elsa gets above a 2, then we'll worry a little. But until she gets above a 2, we don't really have much concern other than localized flooding and wind.
And we'll keep an eye on that. And like I said, we'll be thinking about you guys, and hopefully you stay safe. Real quick before we get to the NASCAR, we've got World of Outlaws. They are under yellow right now, but it is the last chance showdown. Brock Zierfoss is winning that over Shane Rahal, Paige Pollock, Jack Berger, Alan Gilbertson, Marcus Dumsney, Russell Borland, Hunter Custer, Reed Alex, Bryce Schmidt, and Ryan Bowers. Those are your 11 drivers that are racing in the last chance showdown to try and make it to the A-Main feature. 7 laps to go. It is under yellow in that. At Williams Grove, the 410 feature is getting ready to start. They are pushing off now. We've got, this is who I've got right here. I believe this is going to be the starting lineup. I'll give you the top 10 because there are 24 drivers in this. It is a 30-lap feature. Starting on the pole looks like Matt Campbell, Lance DeWeese, Freddie Raymer, Lucas Wolf, Danny Dietrich, Justin Peck, Sam Heffertit. Did I say that right?
You got it. It's pretty close to being right. Yep.
Dylan Cisney, Ryan Smith, and Anthony Macri. That is your top 10 that I've got right here on my race monitor. So 30-lap feature getting ready to start there for the final race at Williams Grove Speedway of PA Speed Weeks before we move on to Port Royal. So we'll see who can get that win. We'll be keeping track of that. Christina, big news in NASCAR. Happened just a couple days ago.
Big
was
news.
It yesterday?
I don't know.
Or the day before?
I believe it was yesterday. Or
yeah,
Tuesday. I don't remember. It's all blending together. That was a crazy that was an announcement I never expected to happen.
Yeah, it was 2 days ago because I was waiting on the one train that I was helping. I was waiting on the conductor to make a move. And I got on Facebook real quick and I was like, what the heck is this? I clicked on it. I sent it to Christina. I said, did you know anything about this? And she said, no. What are we talking about?
This time, Christina, I was in the dark.
Yeah. Trackhouse has purchased Chip Ganassi Racing.
You can't even say it. You don't even know which one you're going.
I can't even believe it. Trackhouse acquires Chip Ganassi Racing. This is good news for Daniel Suarez. He is already having a great year. Now he's going to have even better equipment, I believe. Trackhouse already announced that they are keeping Daniel Suarez. They're going to run two cars next year, and they're keeping Daniel Suarez. So that's great news for him. Kurt Busch is on his way out anyway. So first off, Christina, let's talk. He said he's retiring from full-time racing. So first off, how big is this? Trackhouse buys Chip Ganassi Racing.
I mean, it's the biggest news of the year in racing. I mean, this is huge for multiple levels of reasoning. One being, Chip Ganassi Racing has been synonymous with racing long as both of us have been alive. And that's no exaggeration. And, I mean, I don't even know if this was even – I didn't hear any rumor on this. This is probably literally the best-kept secret in the sport, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the two drivers that run for Chip Ganassi didn't even know until the day it happened.
Right.
I mean, they had no clue. Nobody had any idea. So this is huge. Justin Marks, you know, mind you, had he been in better equipment when he was running, I think he would have done better. Just throwing that out there. For a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook that want to knock Justin Marks, shame on you. Because he would have been, he's a phenomenal driver. He's very smart and educated when it comes to racing. So,
go for Chip Ganassi. In the Xfinity series.
Huge. He's done a lot. Been really good in the driving that he's done outside of NASCAR alone. Now he also, you know, it's not just Justin Marks at Trackhouse. They also have Pitbull. Yes, you know, Mr. Worldwide. But honestly, he's been a huge advocate for the sport as well, especially down here and in Miami especially. He's at every Miami race. I don't know if a lot of folks that are outside of Miami and Homestead area know that or not, but yes, he does that. He does go to that track every year. Every NASCAR race in Homestead he's been to in the last, like, 5 or so years, something like that. So it's huge for them. They finally, and Dale Jr. has mentioned this before, it is extremely expensive and extremely hard to get a charter.
Mm-hmm.
In NASCAR. So one of the only ways you can do it is the way they did it.
Which goes by a team.
Buy a whole damn organization and call it a day. Buy everything. Literally everything, folks, because they're moving into where Chip Ganassi is located in North Carolina. It goes to show, I think Chip Ganassi is going to focus more on Indy.
Yeah.
Because he kind of has to. He has a driver that's not doing very well over there. But, you know, that's, different day, different time for that. But, I mean, it was huge. And having the confidence in Daniel Suarez and the confidence that this team has provided in this year alone, they mentioned it on the broadcast that no one had them doing as well as they're doing prior to the season starting. So shame on everybody else that doubted them. I did not, but I'm a huge Daniel Suarez supporter, and Pete can tell you this. I talk about it every weekend and how good he's been doing. But it's good to see, you know, a team gel like they are. Yeah, they all try to work together. They improve together. And honestly, look, he was in Joe Gibbs equipment, and it just wasn't right for him. Look what happens. You go somewhere else, and it's just like they all – So signing him to the extension, mind you, he got his extension before somebody else did, so that even makes it any better, makes it bigger and better for me. I appreciate that. being one of those expansion, quote-unquote expansion charter teams that came in. So they've done so well. And it's huge. Big,
yeah.
Huge, and amazing announcement. Now, on the downside of this, yes, there's the whole Kurt Busch, quote-unquote, leaving, quote-unquote, retiring, which leaves everybody to think, well, what's going to happen to Ross Chastain? I mean, he better stop breaking equipment.
Yeah. He needs to clean it up.
To finish.
Yeah, he's not guaranteed a ride next year, and that leads to questions of if they don't re-sign Ross Chastain or if Kurt Busch does retire and not want to come back to the team, who are they going to look at? Some names Christina's throwing around is Noah Gragson.
I will always throw that name in a poll,
yeah,
of a driver.
I think he's holding out for a certain other team, but some names I've seen thrown around has been John Hunter Nemechek. He runs for Kyle Busch in the truck series right now.
I don't foresee him leaving Toyota, though. That's the whole thing.
I don't either.
I can't foresee him leaving now anymore.
I don't either, but, you know, he's young. If the money sounds good and looks better to him, you know, who knows? To get back up into Cup and run full-time in the Cup series, he might just make the switch. Who knows? He does have five wins in the truck series right now and leading the points.
Yeah, that's true. Does NASCAR, listen to our conversations?
Why?
Because if you go to NASCAR.com and you click on the potential drivers for Trackhouse Racing seat, he's on it.
Huh.
Noah's on there. As one of the seven. Noah's on there, so is John Hunter.
Yeah.
Yo, tell me one more that you think could be in that seat, and I'll tell you if it's on this list. I swear, somebody is listening to our conversation.
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
Pick one.
I don't know.
Who else is in need of a ride next year?
Oh, don't even. No. Matt DiBenedetto is going to Penske.
He's on this list.
He's not going to go drive. No.
I don't think he can leave a Ford, but that's okay. But
yeah.
So is Ryan Newman.
He's retiring. He's not coming back to racing. he's got his 18-year-old girlfriend, and he's happy with her. And he doesn't need to come back anyway. But those were
the two drivers. The driver I picked and the driver you just said, John Hunter Nemechek, are on the top seven candidates. I mean six. Top six candidates. That's
you
weird.
Mentioned Matty D and Ryan Newman, though, because that leads to Brad Keselowski is confirmed he is going to Roush Fenway Racing, part ownership, part driver. So that leads to me, and we've talked about this, you and I have talked about this before, off air and on, we think, you know, Ryan Newman is going to retire. He's driven for just about every team in NASCAR. I don't see him going to a part-time or an underfunded team to stay in NASCAR. I think that wreck at Daytona kind of opened his eyes. He's been driving since 2002. So, you know, he's had 20 years in the sport. I just think he's going to retire. Matty D is going to take the two. Austin Cindric's going to come up to the Wood Brothers. He'll drive the iconic number 21 next year. You know, but this whole track house thing is just that's the biggest news of the week, I think.
No, I found other news while we were on air, actually.
What?
Oh, man, did I just
hold
lose
on? Let
it?
Me.
Okay.
Let me update this real quick because we're in the 410 feature at Williams Grove for PA Speed Weeks. Lance DeWeese is leading. It was just a caution. We're back under green. There's 14 laps to go. Lance DeWeese is leading Danny Dietrich, Matt,
Come on, Danny.
Justin Peck, Matt Campbell, Freddie Raymer. That's your top five right now. 13 laps to go in that race.
I'm cheering for
at
the 48. Let's go. Come on, Double D.
Lance DeWeese has almost a 2-second lead right now, so 12 laps
that
to go.
That goes to tell you track prep was done poorly. Anyway, so sorry.
Anyway.
Back to NASCAR.
Yeah,
back
your
to
NASCAR.
News. Okay, so yes. So, as we know, the truck series is going to be going to the same track where SRX is this week. I'm getting my weeks confused. Anyway, so Knoxville is coming up for the truck series. It will be on dirt. They didn't do Eldora, so they did Knoxville. Great trade, in my opinion. So we're going to see how this works for them. And Jordan Anderson, as we know, owns some racing equipment in a truck series team. He is putting a dirt driver in his truck for Knoxville.
Cool.
So Parker Price Miller will be, you know, welcome. They will today, actually. I shared this on Slicks and Six Facebook page when I saw it. So today they made the announcement that Parker Price Miller will be behind the 3 truck next week at Knoxville. They put him in this, you know, they put him in this in the truck today, this week, got the seat poured and fitted and all that lovely good stuff for him. So, we're putting a dirt driver, dirt ringers all over the place.
Well, that's good for him. I'm happy. We're under yellow again at Williams Grove. Just to keep everybody updated, we are about to go. We are 60 seconds from being off live air. What we'll do, Christina, let's just take a commercial. We'll finish on a commercial. We'll come back for the extended part of the show. We will talk about some other NASCAR stuff and the league stuff as well. So if you're listening to this live, restart it, fast forward all the way to the end, and catch us on the extra part of the show. We'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357.
All right, Christina, so we are in the extra portion. We are in Fastlane Sports Show overtime, as they say in NASCAR. We have way too much stuff to cram in the 2 hours of show. The 410 feature at Williams Grove Pennsylvania Speed Weeks is still under caution. Lance DeWeese is leading Danny Dietrich and Justin Peck there with 8 laps to go. The World of Outlaws, they have not started anything yet. They ran the Last Chance Showdown. Brock Zierfoss won that. He beat out Marcus Dumsny, Sean Rahal, Alec Gilbertson, and Paige Pollock there. That was your top five in the Last Chance Showdown. So we'll keep an eye on Williams Grove. I didn't mean to cut you off there at the end. I didn't want to be either one of us in mid-sentence and it cut out on the live of the show.
Oh, no, you're fine.
So you said Parker Price Miller will be running for Jordan Anderson in the truck series next weekend at Knoxville.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool for Parker Price Miller in a truck race.
Yeah. And it's great for Jordan Anderson too, who's been doing a lot of great things, with his race teams recently with different people being in the car. It's really helped them improve their program. So it's good for both, both driver and car and owner there too. So that's a plus for them. But, I mean, Knoxville is going to be fun for the truck.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I'm surprised that nobody has let Kyle Larson run a truck yet down at Knoxville, and asked him if he wanted to drive for them yet. But
I believe Donnie Schatz will be in this one too. Remember, next week, Donnie Schatz. Yeah,
Parker
Donnie Schatz
Price,
will be in the truck.
Parker Price Miller is not the only dirt driver to kind of find himself in a truck. There's been some other drivers. David Gravel ran a truck or is supposed to run a truck.
He did last year,
this year.
I think they're trying still to get on for this year. I don't know if anything came of that for Knoxville or not, but we'll see.
Yeah. So we got Trackhouse buying Chip Ganassi Racing. We've got Brad Keselowski leaving the 2-car, which is the only – I mean, he's driven for Penske since he moved up to Cup. He'll be going to Roush Fenway Racing, staying with Ford. Yeah, but, you know, he's looking at his future, I guess. He's going to have part ownership. So, you know, when he decides to quit racing, he can still be part of that team, which I'm sure Penske would have made Keselowski something at the, you know, involved with the NASCAR side of Penske Racing. But Brad Keselowski evidently wanting part ownership and, you know, probably would have never gotten that with Penske, but he gets it at Roush.
I was going to say, maybe the Cat in the Hat wants to retire.
Yeah, you know, and then Keselowski wants to take over a team. This is one way to take over a team without having to dump a bunch of money into buying one. So, I guess.
Yeah, remember, he also folded his, so.
Right.
His truck team.
So, Keselowski going to Roush Fenway Racing. This weekend, Christina, we are road course racing again. We just wrapped up a doubleheader weekend at Pocono last week. We had Nashville the week before, the first time the Cup Series has been at Nashville in, what, almost 40 years? They mm-hmm. ran a bunch of Xfinity races there for a long time, but this is the first time NASCAR has been back to Nashville 2 weeks ago for quite some time. And we saw Kyle Larson continue his dominance at Nashville and getting the Cup side win of that. Kyle Busch getting the Xfinity side win on Saturday at Nashville. And then Kyle Busch picks up a win last Sunday at Pocono, splitting the weekend with, I want to say, Alex Bowman.
Bowman, who should have never won that race.
Yeah, Kyle Larson could have had, five in a row if Kyle Larson would not have blown.
He would have been the first driver to do that in a long time.
Yeah, he would have won five races in a row, but as the world turns, Alex Bowman spotter, he shot that bullet, and it just got Kyle Larson's tire. So Alex Bowman got the win. And then Kyle Busch. How about Kyle Busch? So he loses his clutch. He only has fourth gear for basically the entire damn race.
Whatever.
He can't get on and off pit road. He can't get out of the pit box. His team has to push him down pit road, and he still gets the win.
Whatever.
I don't know. So this weekend,
I'm glad Jeremy's not listening tonight.
Yeah, he wouldn't be listening. He wouldn't be able to listen to this live right now anyway. But moving on, it's the 20th race of the regular season this weekend at Road America up there in beautiful Cheese Country, Wisconsin.
Speaking of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm so sorry. It's a little off topic, little side topic. How cool is this? I got a package this week from Wisconsin, actually.
Yeah, what was that?
Of mine, Yeah, a friend of mine, she's big into racing as well. You know, she loves NASCAR. She's a big Eric Jones fan. I mean, probably literally the biggest Eric Jones fan I know or ever seen in my life. So,
probably the first one I've ever heard of.
So Sam, she's a huge Flyers fan, hockey fan too. So she's a Flyers fan. Sam and I are good friends, and she saw me talking about meeting some different chips and stuff in my life. Because down here, you know, it's boring potato chips for the most part. So it sucks. So she sent me a care package of a variety of you know, chips, snacks, koozies, shirts, and some coffee and stuff, all from where she's from, you know, in Wisconsin. So, yeah, a little side note to Wisconsin there. I tried some already this week. Pretty badass stuff going on.
Well, thank you to that young lady for sending Christina that awesome care package. We are under green again. Green flag is back in the air at Williams Grove Speedway. Lance DeWeese, Danny Dietrich, Justin Peck, that's your top three, seven, six laps to go. Lance DeWeese just got six laps to go. He leads Danny Dietrich by 1.1 seconds. Justin Peck by 1.4 seconds. Lucas Wolf is sixth. Darren Pittman, seventh. You got Paul McMahon, eighth. Brent Marks, ninth. Sam Heffertep, 10th. Rico Abreu, 11th. And a caution again. They just don't want to finish this race. Caution again. Five laps to go. I'm not watching videos, so I don't know what the cautions are for.
Well, the previous caution, the one we just finished up on prior to this one, is the fact that Dylan Cisney went for a tumble.
Oh.
So,
okay.
But this caution, oh, please tell me he jumped the start. Please tell me. No, I don't think so. Damn, I was hoping. I don't actually know what this caution's for. I can't find anything on Twitter as to what it's for. But anyway.
Well, if you do, if you see something, go ahead and cut in. Road America is a... I put a question mark because if you look at the drawing of this racetrack, it says it's 14 turns. It's the big joke right now on Twitter, especially. Turn two and turn four are not actually turns. We don't know why they're there.
Yeah, why would somebody say that they're turns? That's not a turn.
Turn two is literally a straightaway.
Was somebody smoking some Mary Jane when they did that?
I don't know, but I guess
she's suspended from the Olympics.
I guess they wanted 14 turns and not 12. I don't know, but yeah, Road America. Oh, yeah. It is in Wisconsin. It is a road course. It is the fourth road course that we will be on this year so far. Fourth of seven. There are three more road course races to go. We've got Watkins Glen and Indianapolis.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got Watkins Glen and the Indianapolis road course back-to-back coming up in just a few weeks. And then, of course, the Roval will be in the playoffs. So we've got three more road courses after this weekend to go. Still under yellow at Williams Grove. We still don't have the feature yet lined up for the Outlaws.
Yes, we do. I know who's on the poll. They did announce the lineup, but they didn't do anything else. But they did.
They're still showing the last chance showdown finish on my race monitor, so that's why I said that. Do you have the lineup then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the front row is Carson Macedo and Brad Sweet. Row two is David Gravel and Aaron Russell. And then row three is Chomp Chomp and Mr. 300. So that's your top three rows. You like that? Man, look at all these nicknames. Woo! It worked out.
300.
I mean,
I like that.
I know. I could have called David Gravel the big sword, but, you know, some people take that the wrong way, okay?
Hey, we know what you mean.
I have to
careful. We got Carson Macedo. We got Big Sword. We got Sweet Tea. We got Chomp Chomp. We got Mr. 300. So we'll just start giving guys. We'll just start giving guys our own nicknames. Okay, Christina. So since it's a road course race, for the league pick'em this weekend, listen to this. I'm gonna give you some fun, and I'll post this on Facebook tomorrow. I got a thing
Why
I'm gonna do.
All bitch?
Yeah, I got a thing. Yeah, I got a thing we're gonna do for this weekend. I'm trying to mix it up. I want to keep people interested, give people a chance to, stay in it, try and pick the winner, not get burned out because they think they're out of it and not gonna win it or whatever. So for this weekend, since it's a road course race, we're going to do a little something different. If your driver finishes on the podium, you're going to get some extra points. So if your driver finishes P3, you'll get 10 extra points. So let's say you pick Christopher Bell. He finishes third. Let's say his NASCAR points are 40. If you pick them, you'll get 50. For second place, you'll get 15 extra points. Same concept. If your driver gets 40 points, he finishes second, you'll actually get 55. You pick the winning driver. Not only will you get the normal 5 bonus points plus the 5 playoff bonus points, you'll also get an additional 20 points. So you want to pick the winner this weekend, people. If you're listening to this before you make your NASCAR pick, maybe you're listening to this on Saturday, maybe it's Saturday morning. You missed the show. You want to hear the extra part of the show. You want to pick the winner this weekend, guys. You'll get an extra 20. So if you pick the winner, Christina, you will get an additional 25 points on top of their NASCAR points. So if they finish first, and let's say they had 50 NASCAR points, you could get 75 points. So
only if your name doesn't start with M.
If your initials aren't a certain
Don't
initials.
Say that loud. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Anywho. So, yeah, I'm going to do that.
That's
so
cool.
If you
it's
finish
gonna
on,
be fun.
Yeah, if you finish on, if you get a podium finish, you're going
to
get
pick,
a chance
though.
To get some extra points. You know who I'm thinking about? I'm really thinking, I don't know, Christina, do you think it's going to be, a new winner? Somebody who hasn't won yet this year, like Denny Hamlin? Maybe Kevin Harvick. Kurt Busch hasn't won yet. Is it going to be a repeat winner? Kyle Larson's pretty hot. Martin Truex Jr., he's a good road course racer.
Did you see this, though? Because I believe Harvick has that stupid Busch Apple paint scheme again.
Oh, my God. I know who somebody's going to take then. Chase Elliott, he's a good road course racer. Or, Christina, is it going to be a road course ringer? You remember?
Ooh.
You remember back when we, early 2000s, when it was a big deal that some of these teams would bring in what they called road course ringers. I mean, you remember some of these drivers?
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
No,
yeah,
these guys have gotten better. Yeah, Boris Stead, old Stead heads, the old Stead heads.
Andy Lally.
Yeah.
I honestly think though he might be running in the Xfinity series. I could be wrong. I think I'm wrong with that.
No, I think he is. But yeah, we used to have teams bringing in road course ringers.
I'm pretty pissed off about why aren't there more American flag paint schemes and like 4th of July paint schemes? Hello, it's the 4th of July weekend.
Oh, we don't want to offend anybody, Christina. Come on now.
No, but we can put somebody's face on a race car. Come on now.
I hope it smacks the wall.
Anyway,
I'm
so sorry.
Looking at the NASCAR standings, what's that? What's so funny? Denny Hamlin. Oh, I got to watch this race. We're still under yellow. Okay. Denny Hamlin leads the points, Christina. This is crazy to me. This is how consistency really pays off in NASCAR more than anything else, because Denny Hamlin has zero wins on the year, but he's got
That's
10
stupid
top fives.
Stage racing.
He's 2 points ahead of Kyle Larson, who has four wins on the year. William Byron, third. Joey Logano, fourth. Kyle Busch, fifth. Chase Elliott, sixth. Martin Truex Jr. is seventh in the points. Now, let me click on playoff points. Kyle Larson is first. Martin Truex Jr. second. Okay, let's go back to regular points. Ryan Blaney's eighth. Kevin Harvick, ninth. Brad Keselowski, tenth. Soon to be the owner of Roush Fenway Racing. Alex Bowman, 11th. Austin Dillon, 12th. Tyler Big Dick Reddick, 13th.
Yep.
Kurt Busch, 14th. Chris Buescher, 15th. Christopher Bell, 16th. Michael McDowell is 17th in points now, Christina. This is big because,
but
listen,
mind you, 16th and 17th have a win. So they're automatically in.
So when you click on the playoff points, if the playoffs started this weekend, you would have Kyle Larson, Truex, Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, William Byron, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Michael McDowell, Christopher Bell. Of those drivers, mm-hmm. Denny Hamlin's the only one that I just listed without a win yet. Then you've got Kevin Harvick, Kurt Busch, Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon. That is your cutoff right there. Austin Dillon's the last guy in as the playoffs started this weekend. So,
was it only a 3-point margin?
Yes. Yeah, over Chris Buescher.
And then Daniel Suarez is knocking on that door. So somebody that should never be, you know, quote unquote, to NASCAR standards, being up that high, is on the verge. If he can get a win here in one of these last couple races, he could be in, and you could see people like Kevin Harvick not in the playoffs. You know, that's a long shot right now, but it's a possibility because he does not have a win.
Yep. You know who is not out of it yet? He could still get in the playoffs with a win. Anthony Alfredo. He's not out of it yet. Matty D. Corey LaJoie, he could still get a win. Matty D, he could still get a win. Ricky Stenhouse doesn't have a win. We still got to go to Talladega. No, we don't.
No, he's good there.
Talladega's in the playoffs.
Chris Buescher. Never mind. X-nay that one.
Well, we've got, what do we got left? We got Road America, we got Atlanta, New Hampshire, Watkins Glen, Indianapolis Road Course, Michigan, and Daytona. We've got
some
boring-ass
races.
Daytona's the cutoff race before the playoffs, so Stenhouse might still have a chance. We're still
he
under yellow at Williams Grove.
It's a super speedway. He has a chance.
Right.
It's a super speedway. Plus, everybody forgets how the hell to drive when they go to Daytona, so I'm sure it's going to be a shit show.
I'm sure it is. So some of your drivers that are not in a playoff spot, we just mentioned Chris Buescher, Daniel Suarez.
Why does Atlanta
have
two races?
That's what I want to know. We gave – Atlanta still has two races. We took one away from Michigan. Texas
doesn't even have one.
Chicago doesn't have a race. Kentucky doesn't have a race.
What the hell?
We took away the race from Kentucky and Chicago.
Oh,
and California. California Speedway.
Well, I forgot about California.
Yeah. They don't either. But everything's screwed up out west anyway.
Yeah, and we raced two back-to-back weekends in Pocono.
We raced two weekends at Phoenix, and one of them's the championship weekend. Two races at Vegas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one's in the playoffs.
Yep.
In Texas, though, isn't Texas only have
Texas had the All-Star race, and then, yes, they have a points race in the playoffs.
Yep. Makes money. I'm glad Martinsville, though, is still in the playoffs because that's exciting.
Oh, that has to be. I mean, look at the playoffs. You've got Darlington, Richmond, Bristol, Talladega, a road course, Martinsville. I mean, they're setting these guys up to not make it to the championship weekend. There's going to be some tore up cars the first couple races the playoffs. we're back on the green at Williamsville.
I hope it's a giant shit show.
Oh, it's
going
to
be. Big old shit show. It's going to be the craziest year, and then you're going to find some weird championship scenario happen. I can just feel it happening.
Back under
they claim
green.
It's the best year ever, so who knows?
Lance DeWeese has a half-second lead over Danny Dietrich.
Come on, Dan.
Justin Paxton third. There's five laps to go, so I will be watching this.
Let's talk
DeWeese.
About our points. Our points
are
more exciting.
Yeah, let's talk about ours. Are you going to make a pick? Or
no.
No, okay.
No.
What do we got here?
I will text you my pick. No more public picks. I did that enough.
That's fine.
I have to play strategy now.
Lance DeWeese is out to a 1.2 second. He is on rails tonight. Another yellow, another caution. Three laps to go and another caution. They have ran this feature now for 37 minutes. They have been trying to finish this feature. Maddie Ice is in the lead, Christina. He is in the lead. And then we've got Craig, Big Craig. He's in second place.
With no win.
With no win,
mind you.
Yeah,
He's
like the Denny Hamlin of our league. Because then you've got Jeremy in third with three wins. You're in fourth. We got Christina in fourth with a win.
Well, me
and
then
Tasha
are going to take Jeremy out at the legs. We're coming for Jeremy's kneecaps this weekend.
Yeah, Tasha's got two wins in the last 2 weeks. She basically has back-to-back wins. She won Nashville, and she won the second Pocono race. So she's got basically back-to-back wins. Debbie, she's still in sixth.
I think that was good luck for her.
She's got two wins.
When I had to run the points for Nashville, I think
it
was my good luck.
That girl power. That girl power was working for Nashville.
Yeah, Jeremy.
who else? Tasha and Nick got that win at Nashville. Yeah. And then
they both got the win at Nashville, and Jeremy got the win with Tasha on day two of Pocono. Now, mind you, no one got your bonus.
I know. I was glad to not have to give out any bonus points this weekend.
I was
really
hoping for that stupid 22 to pull off a miracle for me.
I really was not looking forward to having to give out some more bonus points. I was gonna have to find a new sponsor to sponsor some bonus points to pay us out, but don't have to do that. So we've got Debbie in sixth. She's got two wins on the year. Matt Newsom, he's another one. No wins yet for Matt. He's been close a couple times, though. He's in seventh. He's in seventh. We got Ty. He's got three wins on the year. He's like the Aaron Russell of our league. He's got three wins, but he's way back in eighth.
Or he's Martin Truex.
Or Martin Truex, yeah. We got Nick in ninth.
Your favorite
He's got
driver.
Two wins. Oh, don't even you start. I will mute you right now. Nick's in ninth. I'm in tenth. John somehow is in 11th with a win. And then Chris, the new guy, he's in 12th right now, but he's got some good weekends that he had here. Chris has three good
Harvick
weekends.
So he took Pocono twice. He took Harvick twice. So he didn't do bad because I took Harvick on day two as well for Pocono, thinking he would have fared out a little better than he did. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So Pocono wasn't bad.
And Chris, since Nashville, he's gotten 39, 35, and 33 points. So he's picking some good picks. I don't know, you guys. You better watch out for Chris. He might get a win or two here before the season's over. But Craig, Matt Newsom, Chris, you guys, there's only 7 races left in the regular season to get those bonus points. And when we look at the bonus points, Jeremy and Ty are tied at 15. They each have 3 wins on the year. You've got Nick with 2 wins, Maddie Ice with 2 wins, Debbie, Tasha, they all got 2 wins. They got 10 bonus points going into the playoffs. And then you got Christina, John, me, we all have 1 win. So we're at least 5 bonus points for the year. So for the playoffs. So some of these guys, you've only got a few races and you've got 3 road course races in the last 7 before we finish the season. So to try and make up some points, you got to use your brain on some of these road courses coming up. But you got a chance to make some extra bonus points this weekend if you can get on the podium. So, like
who
I said,
are you
I thought,
taking?
Who am I taking? Well,
yeah,
you know, I'm looking at the points, and there's you know, you got Chase Elliott, you got Martin Truex Jr. I mean, they're good. They're so good on the road courses. Kyle Larson is so hot right now. As far as racing goes.
Yep.
But you got Denny Hamlin who drives a Toyota and Kevin Harvick who drives a Ford
and winless.
And so I'm thinking probably I'm going to take Daniel Suarez for this weekend. I know you love how I get to my pick, my logic of getting to my pick. I know you love that. You love how nothing
and
makes,
you know,
it's all ramble nonsense, and then I just make a pick.
No, I was adding up numbers of cars to see if it added up to a particular car number, because you've done that before. So, I mean, I was like, wait, is he going? That would have taken a lot more car numbers to get to 99. But, you know, he's done better at road course racing. It's really not a bad pick. Plus, he has a Patriot paint scheme.
And not only that, but it's only Friday. I've got 2 days to change it.
yeah.
I don't know. Ryan Preece is doing good, too. He drives a Chevy.
Well, he did win a truck race.
Yeah.
Was it the truck? Yeah, Nashville. Yeah. Won his first ever truck race. The only truck race he ever won and race that he won.
I don't know.
Crazy.
I haven't taken Anthony Alfredo yet either. And he's doing
stop.
Pretty good too. So
ooh, yeah, pretty good at destroying some damn equipment.
he loves that chicken though. Anyway, so Christine, I think we done talked about everything. It's 10:30.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, we got through it all now. But
we did.
That's the problem. We joke around. It happens.
On a serious note, we got a little behind today because we had Scott Heim on. He is the owner-operator of 357 Woodworks. He sponsors the studio here that is so awesome.
Yeah, he sponsors your studio.
Yeah. Well, you're here. You're here.
Mine's unsponsored.
I'm telling you, we've got to talk to Starbucks or something.
I know.
Get you sponsored down there. But no, we had Scott on. Be sure to follow 357 Woodworks Facebook, Instagram. If you need some custom wood end tables, desk,
sprint car,
anything.
Wooden sprint car.
A wooden sprint car cutting board is what Christina wants. The race is over at Williams Grove, Christina.
Yeah,
30 laps have been ran, and Danny Dietrich came in second. Lance Deweese gets the win up there.
Lance Solis will always win at Williams Grove Speedway, folks. It's a given.
Where is my notes at? Oh, that's my dirty notes. I need these notes. Here we go. I got to write this down. I don't want to forget. So, yeah, Lance DeWeese gets the win at Williams Grove Speedway. He sweeps Williams Grove in PA Speed Weeks this year.
If I'm not mistaken, he has, like, maybe the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Unless Kyle Larson was there and raced last year, which I believe he did. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, no, Lance is really good at Williams Grove. It's the how it's going to be. So Danny Dietrich needs to come out and actually win tomorrow at Port Royal.
Yeah, this is Danny's fourth podium of PA Speed Weeks without a win. But also the good news for Danny Dietrich, he got second place, and Brent Marks finished 10th. So he barely got a top 10. That's going to help Danny in the points going into next tomorrow night at Port Royal. So we will I'll wait to see when they update the PA Speed Weeks. You can go to PASpeedWeeks.com. It'll show you results and news articles for every race so far of PA Speed Weeks this year. And it'll also update you on the PA Speed Weeks points. That's PASpeedWeeks.com.
Wow. Sorry.
So what you'll do is you just want to scroll all the way down to the last race that was ran. You'll want to click on read more, and then it'll pull up and it'll show you the current points for the week. So tomorrow, go to PASpeedWeeks.com. You'll be able to see the points updates, but we'll get that posted on our Facebooks. Just follow Slicks and Sticks. Follow us. Some good Twitter information. Follow Christina at Slicks and Sticks, also at K Chambers SNS. You need to change that. Change your Twitter.
what?
I don't know. Big Sexy Lover or something. I don't know. Fastlane Sports Show at _ Fastlane Sports Show is the show. At Fastlane _ host is me. At Big Sexy Lover. What's his car number? I don't know. 80 is Christina's new Twitter handle. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what it is, folks. It's not that. What is Overton's car number? Is it 80?
86. Or wait.
So Chris, I made her second guess herself. She forgets now.
Yeah, I do, actually. But real quick while I look that up, I just tweeted you guys.
You just tweeted me. Yeah, what did you tweet me?
Yeah, I did. Because there is Dirt Car Nationals, Summer Nationals going on for late model racing. That's actually why the World of Outlaws are not running this weekend, because it's Dirt Car Summer Nationals. And Bobby Pierce has gone 3 for 3. The Nightmare Tour continues. Sorry, folks, I get really excited. He is a great driver. I really wish the Freddy Krueger paint scheme would come back, but that's okay. Three in a row, though, because literally he has won three races back-to-back nights. So, 76, not 86. 76 is Brandon Overton's number.
So Christina's new Twitter handle is at BigSexyLover76. You can follow her. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what it is. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll post some stuff this weekend. I will post how the points are going to go for the Pick'em Challenge League for the show. And then I'll post some sponsor stuff this weekend too. Get that out there. Get our sponsors out there. Get them some adverts on our social media pages and whatnot. So, well, Christina, good luck with Elsa.
Thank you.
Hopefully she dies out and stops in Jamaica on the way and just stays there for the rest of the weekend. and you don't get anything.
You know, Cuba would be fine. I mean,
or
actually,
stop at Cuba.
If we're being, let me see. If real quick, real weather update. Let's see. Elsa actually is already south of Puerto Rico, actually, right now. So, already done dead past a couple little islands. So, next will be Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. That'll get hit next. So, Jamaica won't get hit till closer to, like, I think Sunday, at the rate we're going. So, she does look a little slower. But max winds are 85 mile an hour. So, not too bad. I've seen worse.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, hopefully you don't get anything, and you have a great weekend. Tell Jim that we said hi. It's America's birthday weekend, so I'm sure I would be willing to bet that Jim is going to be shooting some guns this weekend at the range.
Oh yeah.
He's going to be shooting some America Freedom pistols. And this weekend. So you guys have fun with that. Be careful. Have a great weekend.
You too. You guys too. I know you guys have to recover from a long trip, and then you have to go back to work. That kind of stinks. But enjoy the weekend.
I worked all week. I'm recovered. But yeah, I got to go into work on Sunday, normal time. We'll probably be there all 8 hours, so no fireworks this year for me, but that's all right. The feature is getting ready to run in the World of Outlaws, though, just so that you know and everybody else knows. But yeah, so you guys have a great weekend, Christina. Be safe. Have a great 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to you. Everybody else who's listening, happy 4th of July if you're listening to this. Tonight, tomorrow, Sunday morning, whenever you might be listening to it. Hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope you have a happy 4th of July, Christina. We will be tweeting you, talking to you every day from now till next Friday when we're back on air. But thanks for coming on again tonight, and thanks for bearing with me. We are what are we? 40 minutes. Overdue.
Yeah,
we ran longer than the feature at Williams Grove tonight.
We made a record. We broke the record. So that's been
we
fun.
Did.
Thanks for having me on. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Be responsible. Don't drink and drive. You know, do all the good American-made stuff. To be American and celebrate 4th of July. Pete, enjoy your weekend. Go relax some tomorrow, and I'll catch everybody on the flip side next week.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
Later, y'all.
All right. That obviously was my wonderful co-host who bore with me for 2 hours and 40 minutes on the show. Whenever you're listening to this, hopefully you enjoyed the show. Thank you for tuning in. Everything will be posted on our social media. If you're listening to this before 4th of July is over, have a great weekend. Hopefully it was safe. Hopefully you have a safe and wonderful 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe. For Christina, of course, I'm your host, Pete. This has been another episode of Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com. Get yourself some awesome outdoor merchandise. Until next Friday, be safe, have fun, take care. See ya.